Hi. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have a classic sci-fi movie for you. It's Fantastic Voyage. It's the story of how, in order to save a scientist's life, a team and an experimental sub are micro-miniaturized and injected into the scientist's body to remove a blood clot. The movie was a fairly big production, including some full-size sets for the interior of the scientist's body, and a full representation of the sub, the Proteus, which could be dismantled for shots inside the cabin. Director Richard Fleischer was no stranger to subs, since he directed the 1954 Disney version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which we showed a while back. The movie did well with audiences and critics upon release, and it won two Oscars for Best Special Effects and Best Art Direction in Color. That was back during the period when the Oscars awarded different awards for color movies and black and white movies, at least in the technical awards anyway. It would soon inspire a Saturday morning cartoon series and be the subject of homages and spoofs in both movies and TV for many years. There's been talk for quite a while of doing an official remake or reboot of the story, but last I heard, those plans are still stuck in developmental limbo. One other point of interest is in regard to the movie's novelization. The company asked famous author and scientist Isaac Asimov to write the book, but he had problems with what he saw as major scientific inaccuracies in the story, including deeming the entire premise impossible. But he still went ahead and wrote the book, making a number of changes in the story in the process. The book came out first, published several months before the movie's release, causing some to credit Asimov for the basic story as well. Years later, in 1987, Asimov wrote Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain. Now, while that's not an actual sequel to the movie, Asimov wanted it to be a more scientifically plausible version of the idea. Now, I tried reading that book a while back, but I really couldn't get past all the scientific terminology. Now, if you're interested in the novelization or the quote-unquote sequel, you can pick them up at the library. Just go to the reference desk and ask about ordering it through interlibrary loan. We'll see what we can do. Now, if you prefer more recent movies, we still have our in-house DVD screenings. They're shown each week on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, but please check the schedule for updates or cancellations. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You'll find more details on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And that's where you'll also find a list of our classic movies that we've shown in the past, plus links to each movie. And if you find a link that doesn't work, please let us know. And we also still want to hear your comments and suggestions, including which movies were your favorites. You can pass those comments along by posting them on our Facebook page, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or calling us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks again for stopping by for today's movie. And now, from 20th Century Fox in 1966, here's Fantastic Voyage. Hope you like it.